Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. So today's episode is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, episode 34. Obviously, as we all know, the main event was going to be the recoupling, but before that, we see the aftermath of the dancing challenge. Obviously, Amber raised Michael's heart rate the most. She's feeling quite smug about that. Michael and Jordan kind of have a talk, and Jordan basically says that Amber and Michael had more chemistry than Joanna and Michael currently, and basically implies that Michael should be open to getting back together with Amber. And in that conversation, Michael doesn't say flat out no. Jordan kind of compares the situation to him and Anna, but I don't really think like it's a fair analogy, because Anna didn't treat Jordan like trash when he came back. So I don't think that's like a fair analogy. Obviously, Joanna after that is being like very hyper defensive, like, oh, it doesn't mean nothing. Like, if he didn't want to be with me, he wouldn't be with me. And Joanna, she's stupid, she's dumb. I don't really care about her anymore. But, you know, carrying on this storyline, Michael kind of says that, tells Joanna that she's kind of like holding back and that she's being easy on Amber, and like she needs to stop being so friendly with her. And after he said that, I was just so confused, and I feel like Michael is trying to be this like master manipulator, and it's very toxic, and it's another reason why Amber just needs to stay away from him. It's becoming very clear that he's very insecure, and all of these things that he keeps doing to try and like all of these things that he keeps doing to further like antagonize Amber, very subtle. And I just don't even know now, because even if he does like her at this point, which I still feel like he has feelings for her, it's going to be a very twisted and manipulative relationship where it'd be like one minute he's nice and then the next minute he's calling her all of these things, and then they're back together and it's like, okay, you have to do this, you have to do this for me now. I feel like that was the way the relationship will go. So I would be very disappointed if Amber goes back to him now. Before, I was kind of just like, you know, it is what it is. But I feel like Michael has a manipulative nature to him. But let me know what you think. Do you feel like this is just him being prideful? Or do you feel like there is perhaps Michael does have like a manipulative complex about him too? Curtis tells Maura that he still kind of wants to get to know Francesca. And I can just tell that Curtis is loving the attention. He loves being the center of attention of two women. And I feel like Curtis is becoming a bit of a greedy guts. And this is just confirms to me that he never really liked Amy, and those tears for Amy were fake. Because the confidence that he has this episode is suspicious. So obviously after the text comes through that there's going to be recoupling tonight and one of the boys is going to be dumped, Chris now suddenly decides he's going to spring into action and start talking to Amber. He comes up with all of these excuses like, oh, I didn't approach you and I didn't take you out on a date because like things with Michael and stuff was too fresh. And it's like, you're not even authentic with it, because like the text literally just got out. And like he told on himself last episode when he basically says that his type, you know, looking back on his pattern of dating, is blonde white girls. Obviously, Amber is not a blonde white girl, so obviously Amber's not his type. So, yeah, I just feel like Chris needed to be smarter than that. And I feel like coming into the house, you have to be less obvious. So you need to make like an active effort with all possible avenues from the beginning. Because it's just like, you know, just coming in suddenly after the text, like, at least try and be smooth with it. Obviously, the game is the game. You have to do what you have to do to stay in. But personally, I feel like as soon as he was getting palmed off by Maura, that would have been a good time for him to at least, you know, start talking to Amber instead of just leaving it until the text came through. Because from a game plan point of view, that probably wasn't going to work. midway through the episode, Francesca added Marvin to her list of potential bays. And I felt like them two were going to get along, and that was kind of like a done deal. Okay, so that means Curtis is going to be with Maura. And then I was thinking, like, who's going to save Ovi? Probably Amber. And at that point, I was a bit doubtful, but I was like, the producers wouldn't send Ovi home. Like, there would have been so much uproar if Ovi went home. So I was pretty sure that Amber was going to save him at that point. Tommy and Molly get a chance to stay in the hideaway. Nothing really happens there. And then it is the recoupling. Obviously, Francesca goes first, which was, again, kind of like, what's going on here? Because obviously, I'm thinking strategically, if Maura was gonna have like open free chance to get Curtis, then they would have put her first if that's what they wanted for definite. Now they're saying because Francesca's new, she gets to pick first, which is like the first time I'm seeing this season, I believe, but correct me if I'm wrong. So when she stood up first, I was just like, this is a bit suspicious. And then I generally thought that she was gonna pick Marvin. But then when she said Curtis, I was like, ooh, she actually did it. She had some balls. And Maura was fuming. I could tell Maura was pissed off. Well, my thing is, I'm surprised that Maura kind of just like took like a leaned back approach. Like normally when she has competition, she's very aggressive. She would have given Francesca the shakedown already. She didn't do any of that. So I feel like maybe Maura was quite smug in the fact that, as in, like, she didn't think that Francesca was going to test her gangster, like, make her look like a fool out here. But obviously, Francesca picks Curtis. He's smiling like a fucking fool, yeah, like fucking greedy guts. He's smiling. Maura's pissed off. And Francesca's smiling from ear to ear. So then, after that, obviously, Anna and Jordan recouple with each other. That was cute. Obviously, Molly and Tommy recouple. Obviously, Belle and Anton recouple. Obviously, Joanna and Michael recouple. And then Amber picks Ovi. That wasn't much of a surprise. Like, a lot of you guys said it was going to happen. Like, oh, Amber better pick him. And she came through. Ovi was safe. And I feel like Ovi knew Amber was going to pick him. I feel like he was quietly confident. And then, obviously, Maura is last pick. And it's between Marvin and Chris. I thought that Maura was going to pick Marvin, and I thought she was going to pick Marvin so I was shocked when she picked Chris. And the reason why I thought she was going to pick Marvin was because Francesca said she liked Marvin. So, and the easiest way to make sure that you secure your man is to put another object in the other person's way. So obviously she says she likes Marvin. If Marvin's too busy trying to get to know her because he's trying to secure a place in the villa, then that means that she's going to be distracted, and her feelings are now going to have to be split between two people, and then Maura will probably more likely be able to sink her claws into Curtis. So I feel like that's why I thought that Maura would be thinking strategic, because she normally plays a good game. I thought she would have been thinking strategically to keep Marvin in. But I feel like the reason why she sent Marvin home, like the reason she was like, oh, I want to give Chris a chance, all of this stuff, I thought that was low-key bogus. I feel like the reason why she sent Marvin home is because she was still kind of pressed over that when they broke up, and Marvin was piping up unnecessarily and saying all of this unnecessary shit, like saying, oh, you're making me look like this, oh, you're making it feel as if I'm punching my weight being with you, like you're some prize. He was taking the piss. He was being disrespectful. So I feel like that's why she sent him home, as revenge for that. But what do you think? Why do you feel like Maura sent Marvin home? Do you feel like it was because she genuinely wanted Chris to stay? Or do you feel like it was because she was still kind of pissed off with what Marvin said?
Marvin takes it surprisingly well. I thought he was going to cuss her out again, but he took it surprisingly well. So he's obviously learned from his mistakes. And the preview is just basically Maura basically trying to secure Curtis back, and Curtis is just enjoying again being the object of two beautiful women's desires. And obviously, and it's just like, I feel like this is the Curtis that he always wanted to be, and that Amy was kind of holding, Amy's presence was preventing him from to do that. And I feel like Amy obviously was right to go, and she did, because I know she would have been an emotional mess if she was in this house watching like him enjoying the attention of two other women. And also imagine how Amy would have been at the lap dance thing. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I feel like, again, this episode's been quite boring. I feel like yesterday was a bit boring too, and I feel like I feel like it is because Amy and even Lucy have left. I feel like even though they were both annoying and they're both like were people that I didn't like, I do feel like they did bring the drama to the house, and I'm kind of missing that a bit, not gonna lie. Is anyone else kind of missing Amy and Lucy in the house and like the drama that they bring? Because even though the drama was useless, at least it was something, you know? It just gets drier and drier every episode. Like, there's nothing. The only reason why I keep watching it is because I'm doing this podcast. If I wasn't doing this podcast, I would have quit out. So for those of you still tuning in, is it because like you've started, you're this deep in, you want to just finish it to the end now? But what are we thinking? Are we getting a bit bored? And what do you feel like the producers have to do now to spice it up a bit? Because what I'm thinking is like, obviously just like new people coming in and out. I don't know. Obviously the next big thing would have been the lie detector, but obviously they're not doing the lie detector thing anymore because of the whole Jeremy Carr situation. For those of you who don't know about the Jeremy Carr situation, one of the contestants committed suicide after they took the lie detector test and it came back like that they were lying, and the lie detector test isn't exactly that accurate either. And just like the nature of the show, there's been complaints about Jeremy Kyle for a long time. So obviously, because of that, they're obviously not doing a lie detector test. Obviously, I understand why they're not doing it, but I am a bit kind of like upset. Well, not upset. I feel like it is a shame that they're not doing it, because it would have been interesting to get the lie detector test off people like Curtis and, of course, Michael. There's obviously a lot of support for Amber. People are loving that she picked Ovi. Most of the tweets are surrounding her picking Ovi, and a lot of people saying that they want them to win as a couple. A lot of people are saying that they should be a romantic couple. As I've already said, like, I don't think anything romantic will come of the couple, but it would be a good thing if they were romantically involved, but I don't think that it will happen between them. But I would love to see them as a couple, if they were to stay within a coupling, go to the final. I still feel like Tommy and Molly still have their hands securely wrapped around the 50k. But I definitely feel like Amber and Ovi as a unit could definitely be in the final as a runner-up.
The tweets about Michael are basically a mixture of him being trash and him not being deserving of Amber, and people saying that he blatantly still likes Amber. I feel like he does like Amber, but I feel like he is just so trash that he definitely doesn't deserve to be with Amber. And honestly, I really don't know how he even has support.
But there's a lot of negativity for Joanna on Twitter. A lot of people saying that she doesn't bring much to the villa, that she has no personality. A lot of people aren't here for the way that she's always bad-mouthing Amber. And a lot of people are basically saying she's trashed by association with Michael. But I feel like, yeah, she is just trashed even on her own. There's a lot more mixed for Maura today. I've seen a few people calling her cringe. I think it was for like the comments that she was making to Curtis, like saying that she wasn't wearing any panties, things like that. A lot of people are wanting her to like fight for Curtis, and a lot of people are basically saying that she shouldn't bother, and that they don't understand why she's gone for Curtis when he has a track record of being trash with Amy. A lot of the tweets surrounding Curtis are basically insinuating that they think that he's a player. And yeah, he's definitely playing the game. All of this, I want to get to know both of you with like a big... fat smile on his face. Like, to think that the person with the most options in the house is Curtis is just ridiculous. And he's fucking loving it. Do you feel like Curtis is entitled to like juggle two women because he is basically single? Or what are we thinking? Or do we feel like he's doing too much and he's being a bit greedy and a bit cocky? It's more mixed with Francesca. A lot of people are thinking that she's very bold and are loving how bold she is picking Curtis. A lot of people are saying that she's boring and needs to leave. And a lot of people are not here for the way that she's stolen Maura's man when she had options, which she did. What are we thinking? Do you feel like Francesca generally likes Curtis the most and wanted to be with him? Or do you feel like this is the producers here trying to stir up some drama because obviously it's been very dry? If you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter. My handle is Shannon Fabulous, so that's SHANNONFABULOSO. I usually live tweet during the episodes, and feel free to at me during the episode with your opinions.
And yeah, let me know what your thoughts were on this episode. And until next time, guys, bye.